Patriot Professional Solutions, where the real migration risk isn't the tool or the timeline. It's everything you were already ignoring before you hit the button.
Joseph Raviello has been writing about exactly that, what organizations need to sort out before they move to SharePoint Online, and what governance gaps can quietly undermine a Copilot rollout before it even starts.
Let's start with what you should clean up before the migration begins.
The core argument here is that a SharePoint Online migration is not a copy and paste operation. It's a readiness question. Ownership, permissions, content quality, and documentation all need attention before anything moves.
The post puts it plainly. SharePoint Online migration is not just a technical copy and move effort. If governance problems are not addressed before migration, they usually follow the organization into the new environment.
So the upshot is that your legacy mess travels with you unless you deliberately stop it. That means answering real questions before migration planning is finalized. Who owns each site? What content is still relevant? And whether permissions actually reflect current business needs?
And without clear migration decision rules, every site becomes its own negotiation. That's where timelines quietly collapse.
Right. And the post flags weak documentation as a compounding problem. Risks, decisions, dependencies, and assumptions need to be tracked, or teams lose the thread of why choices were made at all.
Governance gaps in SharePoint Online are one thing. Add an AI layer on top, and they get a lot harder to ignore.
This segment is about what happens when an organization enables Copilot before its Microsoft 365 environment is actually ready, and what governance work needs to happen first.
The post doesn't bury the lead. Microsoft Copilot does not fix a disorganized Microsoft 365 environment. It uses the structure, permissions, ownership, and content quality already in place.
What this means in practice is that Copilot inherits your problems. Broad permissions, stale content, unclear ownership, the AI doesn't filter those out. It works with them.
Which is a polite way of saying Copilot is a very efficient flashlight pointed directly at whatever you've been leaving in the dark.
The five governance gaps the post identifies are no clear workspace ownership, permissions that are too broad, outdated content still treated as current, no lifecycle plan for sites and teams, and no defined Copilot readiness standard. That last one matters. Licensing alone isn't a readiness plan.
Ownership threads through both the migration piece and the Copilot piece. It's the same gap, showing up twice.
Exactly. And the post is specific about where to start. High-value areas like policies, procedures, leadership documents, and frequently used libraries. Fix those first, then move forward.
Clean before you move, govern before you adopt. The sequence keeps repeating.
Next time, we'll see what else is on the readiness agenda. There's more ground to cover.